The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Yeah, I don't know why I had to extend Big Lead into this segment, but I did want to tell you about a very serious story that we broke a couple of hours ago on this show, and we broke the story and had this story because of a listener tip. And I'm telling you, we get the most detailed, fantastic tips from listeners, and this is a story that demands some answers. It's the story of a guy who is an accused brutal rapist. His name is Johnny Lay. And this goes back to 2007 when a woman was walking on 2nd and Pike in downtown Seattle. So we're talking 11 years ago. She's walking on 2nd and Pike. A Cadillac pulls up and there's a driver and there's Johnny Lay. And we don't know exactly how and why this woman got into that Cadillac. But Johnny Lay, according to the certificate of probable cause, he is suspected of raping this woman. What they did was they drove to a homeless encampment. He told her that he wanted her to work for him as a prostitute. And the woman said, "You'd have to kill me first because I'd rather die than work for you as a prostitute." And at that point, again, 2007 certificate for probable cause, this guy grabbed a screwdriver, held it up to the woman, apparently as a deadly weapon, and he brutally raped her. And I'm not going to go into all the details in the certificate of probable cause. But the woman goes to the hospital. They do a rape kit. Well, here in Washington, we have something like a 10-year backlog on these rape kits. And they finally got around to testing for this 2007 brutal rape with a deadly weapon. They finally got around to testing for it in 2016. And the DNA that they found of the accused, they had in the database. And it's this guy, Johnny Lay, they say, according to the court documents. And he's back in Illinois. So they contact him, and his attorney says, "Look, you've been pretty clean for the last 10 years. Go out there and, and face the court hearing," which was Monday of this week, 3 days ago. So Johnny Lay comes out, goes to court. The prosecutor says this is a brutal rape, and we want the bail to be set at $500,000. But Johnny Lay's defense attorney says, "Wait a second. You had this guy's rape kit, or the rape kit that had his DNA for 10 years, and you didn't do anything about it. Why should we believe that King County Sirius requesting $500,000 bail if you've let this guy run free for 10 years? And here's the audio that our reporter, Hannah Scott, got from the court on Monday.
"In 2007, the state had my client's name and his arrest history as part of the investigative file. They had his DNA on record at that time. They had physical evidence. Yet the state took no further action in terms of investigating the case. The state waited until late 2016 to submit the physical evidence for DNA testing."
So the defense attorney says, since King County didn't take it that serious and let this go for 10 years, you should just let him go. And the judge agreed, set the bail at $1. And they let this guy walk free, basically on his own recognizance. A guy with a homeless history. We don't know if he's going to show up for the hearing that is still to come. But this is a guy who has in his criminal past sexual assault in the third degree, which Hannah tells me involved a 14-year-old girl, felony violation of a domestic violence no contact order. And we have judges in this county that let violent accused rapists walk free. We are going to stay on this story. If you want to hear Hannah's full report, check out our noon hour podcast this afternoon. Today's sign is next.